We're here with Jesse DeGroote and Barbara Peduzzi from the Mack Hayden Theater. They have two shows going on this weekend, Brigadoon on the regular stage and The Elves and the Shoemaker with the Children's Theater Department, of which Barbara is the producer. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for having us.
So tell us a little bit about The Elves and the Shoemaker.
I'll do some background on the whole children's theater. We do four shows that are for children of all ages. They're geared to youngsters, but they're also interesting enough for parents to bring the kids and enjoy them as well. And it was started to give our performers a little more to do, like they don't have enough going on as it is, but also to introduce youngsters to how much fun live shows and live musicals are.
So it's the regular acting company that is performing in the children's plays.
Right, it's our main company doing shows for children, not children doing shows by themselves. We have another program for that. So The Elves and the Shoemaker opens tomorrow, and it's our own version, our own scripts of the classic story about the shoemaker needing some help and the elves having to do good deeds to save all elfdom. And there's a lot of action, there's some comedy, there's some quirky characters in it, and a lot of music.
And this is the first of several productions this summer, four altogether.
Right, four of them after Elves. They run Friday and Saturday mornings for 2 weeks. But after Elves, we're doing Beauty and the Beast, and that will run for 3 weeks, and then Puss in Boots, and then Alice in Wonderland.
So. And meanwhile, the show goes on the main stage with Brigadoon.
Right. We opened Brigadoon last week, and it's performing through Sunday. And it's beautiful. You know, everyone knows the music from it. Heather on the Hill, Almost Like Being in Love. I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean. And the voices we have this year are just stellar for it. They're just really, really... the ones playing the leads are trained opera voices. And it's James Benjamin Rogers is playing Tommy. He was Jekyll and Hyde last year in that production, and he was the audience's favorite male actor. So everybody, it's another show the whole family can enjoy, but it's the classic that people really really just like to keep seeing again and again.
Do you work with actors consistently? Do the audiences here get used to seeing certain folks?
They do. Most of our company is here for the whole summer and playing different roles, doing different things. One week they might be in the ensemble, and the next week they're playing a featured role. So they keep going back and forth. Most of them are here for the summer. We do bring in, for example, for Brigadoon, James Benjamin Rogers and Caitlin Fisher, the two leads. They both have been with us before, but they're here just for this show, this time.
So Jesse, what do you have to tell us?
What do I have to tell you? Well, I guess following Brigadoon, we have Legally Blonde, which is new to us, that we're doing for 3 weeks. And this is going to be kind of exciting. Personally, I almost find it hard to admit that I'm not familiar with Legally Blonde. I've never seen it.
It was only recently adapted to Broadway.
Right, right. But we have two people who are choreographing the show who they both were in the national tour of Legally Blonde. forget when you're with us, you forget which week you're in sometimes.
What's the basic plot of Legally Blonde?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was a Reese Witherspoon movie a couple years ago. Yeah. I guess that might be the closest touchstone for most people.
It's the blonde girl, Elle Woods, is engaged to Warner Huntington III. And she thinks that the wedding ring is in the bag, in her pocket, on her finger. And he all of a sudden says, well, no, he wants somebody more serious, his life to be more serious than her California Valley girl thing. And so he goes to Harvard Law School, and she follows him. And it's a series of mix-ups and confusion with different people and characters popping in and out of it. But suffice to say that Elle ends up not only with a law degree, to everyone's surprise, mainly hers, but also with, not to give it away, but with the right man at the end of the show.
And meanwhile, there's a lot of song and dance. A
lot of song, a lot of dance, a lot of comedy. Monica M. Wemmett, who played the Mother Superior in Nonsense and had people rolling on the floor with her comedy, is going to play a character called Paulette, who's a hairdresser who falls for a hunky UPS guy. So there's all sorts of little plots going on amid the big plot. And it's just nothing but fun. It's a good cool way to come and just lose yourself and laugh.
Yeah, we should. You have air conditioning.
We do.
So that we do. This weekend, especially that as it gets hotter, will be a good cool way to relax.
Yeah. It's comfortable.
And what you want to tell us about the other shows coming up later in the season?
Well, on main stage, after Legally Blonde, which is running for 3 weeks, we're doing Kiss Me, Kate, and we go back to the classics with Kiss Me, Kate, with the Cole Porter. That's all you have to say.
Based around Taming of the Shrew.
Right. It's a theater group doing Taming of the Shrew, and then it goes into the Taming of the Shrew being a theater group doing that, and again, a little mishmash of a plot, but again, a lot of fun. The songs, it's another opening, another show.
Too darned hot
from This Moment On. It's just full of the classics and a lot of good dance in it, and again, a lot of fun. And then we get a little more modern again, because we try to mix the shows up in the season to have shows that will appeal to everybody. Or somebody some show somewhere through the season that somebody's going to want to come and see. So we're doing Barry Manilow's Copacabana. And the plot of it is roughly based on the song. And it has that style of music, the Barry Manilow music. The girl comes to New York to be a star and the young man that falls in love, but she's not sure. And then she gets kidnapped and there's pirates in it and... again, a lot of laughs, a lot happening with it. And then we go back to classic a little more with State Fair, Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's a grand night for singing. It might as well be spring, and songs like that. And it's, it's about young love and also about old love being rediscovered, I guess I'd say.
And that's goes way back, right?
It goes back. I can remember that being a movie with Pat Boone in the 50s. So that goes back a ways. And then after Labor Day, we'll be doing, bouncing back again to a little more modern, we're doing Smokey Joe's Cafe. And that's the Lieber and Stoller, the songwriting team that they had, I don't know how many hit songs back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. But they're songs that you keep hearing on the radio now, Kansas City and Jailhouse Rock and Poison Ivy, and I can't even think of all of them. But there's about 35 numbers in the show. It's all songs. It's not a book show. It's all songs and dance. So if you want to hear music, there's a lot of it there. So, and we're with the children's shows. We're trying a special promo thing this summer. I happen to be looking at them, and I didn't plan it that way. But every one of the shows features an animal, a dog or a cat, and of course Alice in Wonderland. You have the white rabbit and the dormouse and all of those. So we're having animal days, and it's just getting set up. But I have some interest from the rescue group Out of the Pits, and also from the sheriff's department has the program A New Leash on Life, where they pair dogs and inmates to help both the animal and the person. And they've had great success with the program, and they're going to hopefully be bringing a couple of their new dogs to meet people and be able to talk about the program. And I'm approaching the Humane Society and some other animal rescue groups to come and have animals to show, to give out information about their programs, but just a little something to help them out, help them with what they're doing with it. So we have a lot going on.
definitely a busy season.
Yes, yes. Busy is one way to put it.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience?
We're real close to Hudson. We're even with the construction. It only took us, 20 minutes to get here. Allow a little time for the construction on 66, but we're easy to get to. We've got a great webpage that Jesse keeps putting new stuff on all the time. If you want to see photos, hear sound clips of the shows, we'll go to our webpage. It's machaydentheater.org.
And that's theater with an R-E, I believe.
Theater with an R-E, and there's no E in Hayden. So yeah, check us out and come on out. We guarantee there's something you'll like going on.